forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away.
Sing good hallelujah, morning and welcome to Health Connections, dedicated to exploring the connections that help us live life to the fullest, celebrating heart, body, mind, and soul. As part of Health Connections, today we feature the Living Happiness Radio Hour. A joyful exploration of all things positive psychology, the Living Happiness Radio Hour seeks to uncover powerful ways we can optimize our strengths, increase engagement, and live lives of meaning and purpose. Together, experts and everyday but extraordinarily happy people help make essential components of the good life, mindfulness, flow, resilience, and much more, simple. And we'd like to take a moment to just do a shout out to our Health Connections show supporters, the University of Minnesota's Center for Spirituality and Healing, and Claire Housing. And today's program is brought to you by More Joy Media and the psychology and coaching practice of me, Tom Glazer. And I'm in the studio this morning along with my esteemed colleague, Dr. Patty Halava. Good morning, Patty.
Hi, Tom.
And Brett, our production assistant extraordinaire, is taking care of the technical side of things today. Hey, Brett.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Patty, you'll be leading our discussion today. And who's with us?
Today we have Mary Hayes Greco, the author of Unconditional Forgiveness, and she's also the director of the Midwest Institute Forgiveness Training. She has taught forgiveness workshops for the general public and counseling professionals for over 25 years. Her work has taken her all around the United States, as well as to Ireland, Germany, and Kuwait. You can learn more about Mary and her work at her websites, www.maryhayesgreco.com and www.forgivenesstraining.com. Good morning, Mary. Thanks for being here with us today.
It's great to be here.
As always, we welcome audience participation. Please call in with your comments and questions. The number here in the studio is 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. We'd love to hear your comments and experiences and questions. You can also listen to us live on our streaming audio on the AM 950 website or catch podcasts of our shows, and that's at www.am950radio.com/listen-live.
So today we're here to talk about forgiveness, which is this amazing practice, this way of being, and it seems to be universally important, yet also universally challenging. There comes to be a lot of resistance when we come to talking about forgiveness.
There really is. It's for as long as this concept has been around as one of the central principles in every great religion on the planet, and increasingly being shown to be important to our health. A lot of new studies in psychology and medicine that say that emotional stress causes disease if you hold on to it. So there's lots and lots of evidence that, you know, forgiveness is just a life skill we should have. It's a life skill, a health habit we should have. But no one wants to do it, or very few people are good at it.
It's hard.
Well, it isn't hard, actually. This is what I'm trying to tell people. I'm trying to tell people, you know, driving was hard before you learned how to drive. Right, you took driver's ed classes and you practiced, and there are certain steps and stages, and you got a permit and you practiced, and then you took a test, and you can drive. You drove here today. So forgiveness is the same way. It's a life skill, like driving or like taking good care of your teeth or anything else that's pretty important that you do often, but you need to be taught how to do it, because very, very few people in their personalities are easy with forgiveness. We're kind of, you know, a stubborn, resistant lot when it comes to people offending our egos.
Yeah. Would you say it's true then that once we learn the skills of forgiveness or the process, that it becomes as, because driving, I don't even think about it anymore, right? It's a natural part of my day. I just do it. Just get in the car. Is it similar or no?
Well, I've been living the principles of forgiveness for 28 or 9 years. And so for me now, it is really quite a lot like breathing a lot of the time. My youngest sister jokes that I'm always punched in because she's always trying to see what's going to get me. I've just learned to do preemptive forgiveness for so many things so that I don't even bother getting mad about them because it's not worth it, you know. But at first it was not the case. I'm, you know, by nature more of a stubborn grudge holder and not an easy forgiver. And when I came into this awareness, this work, when I met my teacher, I had a long, long, long list of people and things that I resented. And so I had some house cleaning to do, but I was so motivated by how good it feels when you experience forgiveness. It's kind of like, oh, wow, I just lost 15 pounds. I can breathe better. My headache went away. My shoulders have relaxed. I feel kind of giggly and ready to do something fun instead of being grumpy. And, you know, it feels great. So that's the thing that people don't realize. They think, oh, I've got to forgive. Okay.
Well, dredger.
Here I go.
Sure.
I forgive
sure,
you.
Yeah.
But it's actually a very refreshing spiritual energy experience.
Well, it sounds really freeing.
It's very freeing. It's really wonderful. And it lasts. When you have a real experience of forgiveness, that a resentment that's kind of like a stubborn, thick block of stuckness you've been carrying around inside, it melts, it dissolves, it goes away. And so you have this new space inside where you're just feeling more comfortable with yourself and with life and with other people just the way they are.
Yeah. Imagine it moves through all areas of your life in some ways.
It does. It ripples out into relationships with people that you've forgiven and into just your sense of opportunity and openness to life. The more we are able to heal the disappointments in our lives, the less scared we are of life. Because we know that whatever happens, we're going to be able to, you know, roll with it.
Okay, this has to be key with positive psychology, right? Because we know that happier people do take more risks.
Absolutely.
Because they're more resilient. Mm-hmm. Because they know, well, if I fall down and skin my knee and go, ouch, ooh, 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 and then it heals, and then I try something new, that this is a nice way to live.
Wow.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think when I think about forgiveness or even mention it or someone in one of my therapy sessions mentions forgiveness, they come with this idea of if I forgive, that means that I have to say that everything is okay and that I'm just okay with it, like give everything a thumbs up.
Or that I'm condoning what the person did.
Yeah, those are some of the misunderstandings and blocks that people have about forgiveness. And so it's really important to understand what forgiveness isn't. If you're going to make friends with what it is. And what it isn't is excusing bad behavior or injustice or wrong things. It is not condoning things like that. It is not being willing to put up with abuse or allow people to continue to do wrong things to you or around you. It's not justice either. We're not going to necessarily experience justice in the situation.
So I'm not going to become a vigilante.
No. Yeah, there's one part of our brain that really does love revenge. It really does.
Yes,
and when I'm working with people and facilitating forgiveness, I will encourage them to go into a revenge fantasy for about 5 minutes and like really, really amp it up. Like there's nothing wrong with mentally murdering somebody while you're in the process of forgiving. That's
we're not going to actually do it.
We're going to get that anger out. We're going to get it out pure and clean, and then we're going to move on to. And the essence of the forgiveness definition in my work is that we're releasing expectations that are causing me to suffer. We're releasing expectations that are creating stress.
Causing me to suffer.
Causing me to suffer.
Because here's
what
I know why.
Yes.
I'll just say, for me, it's like I'm going to show you. I'm so mad at you.
Yeah.
Like I'm punishing this person who has wronged me.
And that person doesn't even think about you, Tom. Yeah. They're sleeping well at night. They are not going over that story in their heads. You are. And so we're doing this for ourselves. We're giving ourselves a big favor and saying, you know what? That person did wrong, atrocious, immoral things. And guess what? That's their karma. That's their problem. That's what they have to stand before spirit. You know, in the fullness of time with their actions, we all have to stand before something higher in terms of our actions. So we personally don't need to hold on to being the judge of everyone else. We can let it go and just do our best at being people of integrity and people of goodwill.
We don't have to have that responsibility.
No, we can't make anyone else be more mature or more moral or more like us, you know, and this is part of that, you know, releasing expectations, because we expect other people, this is all unconsciously, but we expect other people to be as emotionally mature as we are, and they're not, right? We expect people to have the same kind of spiritual attitudes or spiritual training or beliefs that we do, and they don't. We expect people to have been raised in a similar way as us, so that they know the rules that we know. We know what you know what you do. You know, when you hear people say, "You don't do that,"
right?
Well, they did. You know, they do that because nobody taught them how not to. And we also expect people to be sane. Think about it. I mean, every family that you know has people in it that are mentally ill or personality disordered. Everyone, it's a huge percentage of the population overall. And as long as we continue to expect these people to be sane and normal, we'll go nuts when they go nuts.
So this is a big part of it, is adjusting our expectations.
Yes, being realistic and being able to appreciate people for the goodness in them, even if it's a tiny little sliver of goodness, to see the good in them and to release our expectations of other things that disappoint us and adjust our and interactions with them accordingly. You don't hang out with people that are difficult for you.
As they are.
But when we do, what I was hearing is we're celebrating any goodness and not expecting anything different. And we're not so attached to them being different.
Right. We're allowing them to be who they are. I've made peace with my next door neighbor, who is an unfriendly person. And this, to me, you know, having grown up, you know, Irish in Chicago, you're friendly. You're just supposed to be friendly.
Right. Yes.
But I've
yes.
released my expectations that she ever say hello to me.
Okay. Wow. Release the expectation that she ever say hello to me. If I don't expect it, then I'm not disappointed when it doesn't happen every time I see her.
I'm living in peace with her. We never say hello, and I'm at peace with that.
Wow. This is the Living
peace
Happiness Radio Hour. We're talking with Mary Hayes Greco, director of the Midwest Institute for Forgiveness and Training. You are listening to AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, and we will be right back. Join me, psychologist and happiness coach Tom Glazer, for the Living Happiness Radio Hour. This joyful exploration of all things positive psychology uncovers powerful ways we can optimize our strengths, increase engagement, and live fuller lives of meaning and purpose. Here, mindfulness, flow, resilience, and other essential components of the good life are made simple. The Living Happiness Radio Hour is part of Health Connections, the new 9 a.m. Saturday morning series right here on AM 950.
The Seward Community Co-op is extremely excited to announce its newest location, the Friendship Store, located on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. Named after the Greater Friendship Missionary Baptist Church, the Friendship Store is a full-service natural food store. You'll find the same commitment to local producers and healthy foods that you've grown to expect from Seward Co-op for over 40 years. Made possible by the success of Seward's Franklin Avenue location, the Friendship Store not only gives new communities access to organic, natural, and healthy foods, but also provides job opportunities to residents of the surrounding neighborhoods. Seward Co-op continues to support local farmers by sourcing food locally, organically, and free-range. So when you shop at Seward Community Food Co-ops, you're directly supporting the local community as well. Stop in at the new Friendship Store on 38th Street and 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. And as always, you don't need to be a member to shop with Seward Co-op. But once you start shopping, you'll likely become one online at seward.coop.
This is Freddie. Freddie's the father of four young boys.
They're good at being vicious beasts.
That's why Freddie does not enjoy waiting rooms.
At the doctor's office, they tipped over the fish tank and may have chewed a hole in the wall.
Proud moments, eh? That's why Great Clips has online check-in, so frazzled Freddie can check salon wait times and add the boys' names to the list at greatclips.com or with the free app. So Great Clips will be waiting for them, not the other way around.
They need to untie me first to get to my phone.
Precious little savages. Great Clips. It's gonna be great.
This is Paul Metza, inviting you to listen to my Wall of Power Radio Hour, featuring music, culture, and entertainment, and cool people from all walks of life and from all 50 states, every Saturday night from 6 to 7 p.m. on AM 950.
Someday, the high and the mighty will fall. There will be no power brokers. The Wall of Power will fall.
The Shakopee Minnewaukaden Sioux community is the largest employer in Scott County and is committed to being a good neighbor by helping drive our local economy. We work with more than 1,100 local vendors paying out more than $170 million annually. Enhancements to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel have resulted in hundreds of jobs and millions of dollars in infrastructure improvements. We've also collaborated with many local businesses to create more opportunities for surrounding communities. The Shakopee Minnewaukaden Sioux community is a good neighbor by committing to do its part to help the region prosper.
Everyone around, love them,
welcome back to Health Connections. Health Connections encourages talking about relationships, our relationship with ourselves, each other, and the world around us. As part of Health Connections, today we feature the Living Happiness Radio Hour, where we uncover powerful ways we can optimize our strengths, increase engagement, and live lives of meaning and purpose. If you would like to join in the conversation this morning, the number to call is 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Tell us about your experiences with forgiveness or what kind of resentments you hold on to and just can't let go of. We're talking with Mary Hayes Greco, director of the Midwest Institute for Forgiveness Training. I'm Tom, along with Patty and Mary. And Patty, what will we be talking about in segment two?
We are still talking about the wonderful topic of forgiveness, and we're looking at what are some of the myths and some of the perhaps misconceptions that people have about forgiveness.
Why do we resist it so much?
Yes.
Well, I think that I have identified that there are a handful of unfortunate myths, just wrong thinking about forgiveness that prevents people from even trying to go there. And the first one, of course, is the age-old saw that says, forgive and forget. Mm. Well, not really. Did that ever work for you?
No.
Did you ever manage to forgive and forget? It's completely
point.
Unrealistic.
Never successfully.
No. What we're supposed to do, I think, instead is forgive and remember and forgive and heal our stories and weave the wisdom of our stories back into the present. Forgive and remember what you learned. You know, so forgive and forget. It puts people off because it doesn't work.
And then so the remembering is, you just said, what did I learn?
Yeah, you forgive and you remember, you know, who people really are.
Oh.
That not everybody in your life is trustworthy. Not everyone in your life can be counted upon to pay you back money they owe you. Or to be truthful when they're uncomfortable. Some people aren't as truthful as you, and they're wired that way. So the more you get realistic about who people are, the more you are realistic about how you conduct your relationships with them, or if you have any relationships with them.
I think this is such a good point because, again, I think myself and others think if I forgive, I'm setting myself up for the same thing to happen.
No, you can forgive and say no. You can forgive and not see someone anymore. You can forgive and sue them. You can forgive and divorce them. You can forgive and put them in jail. The idea is that the forgiveness is a private healing experience you are doing for yourself so that you are not stressed out anymore about what happened. And it's a separate, distinct thing from what you're actually going to do in a worldly sense. So I have a couple of people in my life who I have released my expectations of in terms of them being actually able to be my close friends, because I don't trust them mm-hmm. in certain ways, and I shouldn't. They've shown themselves to be a certain way. So, but I like them, and I have goodwill for them. I even love them a little bit, but I'm not going to tell them my most important problems. I am not going to ask them to do something that I really need to be done. So I've adjusted my expectations to be more realistic, and then I can appreciate them for who they are. So that's one of the distinctions people have to understand in order to make friends with forgiveness. Now, the other thing is that people are afraid that forgiveness is going to take a long time and it's really hard. And like I said before, it's not hard if you're taught how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're taught the steps, and in my method there are 8 steps. If you're taught how to do the steps and you see it done and you watch this healing happen, you go, oh, wow, I can do this. It's not hard. And it actually doesn't take longer than 45 minutes most of the time.
Wow.
I work in private practice and do these sessions with people. And an average amount of time that it takes for a person to take a piece of forgiveness, a chunk of forgiveness, mm-hmm. is about 45 minutes to an hour. But, you know, that's not to say you can forgive everything that ever happened with your mother or your father or your ex in 45 minutes. You have to break it down into certain themes and experiences, and you take one at a time, over time, but you clear your heart. And it's not hard. It's just thorough. It's like kind of a thorough, methodical thing that you do.
You know, you just said parents and exes. It got me thinking there are certain things that I find it's easier, even though they're kind of some major trespasses, shall we say, somehow I'm able to forgive. Other things I cling on to still, you know, decades past, I still remember a slight.
Right, because, you know, perhaps it was something you had a strong need around, or something that you feel reflects on you, or something that is deeply offensive to your value system. So there's certain reasons why we might hold on to certain things more than others.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like it's very much a self-process, and it's really not about the other person.
It is not. Yes, it's about you. It's about you being comfortable in your skin and being present and not being in these bad stories.
You said nothing
in your head.
About a conversation with the person, for
That's
instance.
Right, because this is one of the other unfortunate myths. And I hope you'll pass this on. I hope everyone listening passes this on, because I'm actually trying to turn around the boat. I'm trying to turn the Titanic in terms of how people think about this topic. It's not working it out. Forgiveness is not talking to the other person saying, oh, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Oh, okay, I forgive you. It's really hard to get that to happen.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't stand that conversation. They can't stand in it. Mm-hmm. And you can still get the relief, the release of forgiveness by doing this healing process, you and a little helper, and get it clear of your system. You may never end up telling the person, you know, I forgave you. You know, it's because you cleared it. So very often you cannot reconcile with the other person. They're dangerous or they're impossible. You know, you can't stand talking to them, and or they're dead, you know, but you still need to make your peace, and you can. So
one
it's not reconciliation.
One can obtain closure, because this is another thing I often hear. I want closure, and people believe so often, and they're attached to, I can only have that if the other person apologizes.
Right. You can wait a long time for that.
Yeah, right.
It might never happen.
Right.
No, the closure you get is between you and you. It's between you and life, and you have the power for that at any given moment. You do not have to wait and wait for this person to come around, because they won't probably come around.
Again, it's very self-empowering then, because it's not dependent on anybody else.
Exactly.
I do this, I do it for me.
I can see the difference between, you know, why it seems so hard when the focus is on trying to get the other person to or to have that conversation, as opposed to what you're describing, this is about a relationship with myself.
That's right. Because, you know, people have strong emotions, and in our method, you get a chance to get your emotions out, clear and honest the way they are. But if you get two people in a room with an emotional story and, you know, they're not very good at giving each other space to say their emotions, it's difficult. You know, chances are good that if you start yelling at the person and saying, "Why, when you did this, blah, blah," they're going to start yelling back at you. No, but you did this. It's really hard to get people to do the ceremony of forgiveness and reconciliation. Yeah. It's really hard. So, and you can still, you know, sometimes do it, but it's good for you to do your own work first.
It sounds like almost a very organic process in a way, this idea of forgiveness.
It came out of an organic process. My teacher was a therapist for 45 years, and she watched the organic process of healing a story. And she noticed it has certain steps and stages that always happen if a story is going to heal and change.
What a perfect segue for looking at what we'll be talking about in our next segment. We want to get into the nitty-gritty next.
Yeah.
The how. We'll look at an overview of Mary's 8-step program of forgiveness. And I notice I am very engaged in this conversation. The Living Happiness Radio Hour is all about engagement. You are listening to the Living Happiness Radio Hour on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. And we will be right back.
Janet sleeps with her shoes on, even on nights when she's in a shelter. On nights when she can't get in, she rides the bus until they kick her off. Other nights, even though her feet ache, she walks until the sun comes up. Janet not only is homeless, she lives with HIV. But there is hope for Janet. Claire Housing is ending homelessness for people living with HIV/AIDS in the Twin Cities. By joining us for A Place to Call Home, a fundraising breakfast on October 7th, you'll be a part of creating housing and hope. Register at clairehousing.org/breakfast.
See Jane Lynch. See Jane Sing. See Jane like you've never seen her before. Jane is premiering her cabaret show, See Jane Sing.
October 25th, 7 p.m. at Orchestra Hall.
Join Jane with her amazing live band as she takes you on a musical journey through a world of songs. From Broadway to cabaret to the just plain silly. It's musical fun with a twist.
Tickets on sale now at minnesotaorchestra.org or call 612-371-5656.
See Jane live. See Jane Sing. But don't expect Jane to dance. And yes, I am Jane Lynch.
It's no secret that as we age, our bodies go through a lot of changes. Most people believe aches and pains are an inevitable part of the aging process, but it doesn't have to be. You can do something about it. Collagen is the major component of connective tissue in the body and is the foundation of ligaments, tendons, cartilage, and bones. After age 25, natural collagen production typically slows at a rate of about 1.5% per year. Fast forward to age 50, and your body could be producing 35% less collagen, possibly resulting in weakened connective tissue and bones. Collagen Joint Complex by NeoCell is an all-natural, complete joint formula that contains collagen, glucosamine, chondroitin, and hyaluronic acid, which are the four key nutrients needed to support the health of our joints. To learn more about NeoCell's full line of joint support, beauty, and anti-aging products, visit NeoCell.com or visit your favorite local health food store nationwide.
The real deal is this weekend at Warner Stallion. Real huge appliance savings, many under current cost. Front load laundry at $4.99 each, up to $400 savings on KitchenAid dishwashers, and up to $1,500 savings on French door refrigerators. Look for the yellow tag and save even more on floor models, closeouts, and scratch and dent it. Pre-shop online at WarnerStallion.com to get a real appliance deal this Saturday or Sunday at the Warner Stallion store nearest you.
The Twin Cities are home to one of America's most vibrant GLBT communities, and the award-winning Lavender Magazine is your go-to source for related news and entertainment. Keep up with current trends in cuisine, nightlife, and health. Stay informed with Big Gay News, the daily award-winning podcast. And connect with friends by attending one of Lavender's many events, including their very popular First Thursdays. Find Lavender Magazine at over 850 Twin Cities locations, with online, iPad, and iPhone editions available too. More at lavendermagazine.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Today, look for gradual clearing with a high near 56. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 37. Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 59. And Monday, partly sunny with a high around 57. Milda's Cafe is the Eat Local Minnesota restaurant of the week. They're a family restaurant that features fresh omelets, hash browns, and cinnamon caramel rolls, as well as hot dish specials served every day. Milda's Cafe is located on Glenwood Avenue in Minneapolis, just east of Penn. Find details at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Simple joys have a simple voice that says take a look around. And
welcome back to Health Connections, celebrating all the connections to our health and well-being. And part of Health Connections, this is the Living Happiness Radio Hour, looking at all things positive psychology. Today's program is brought to you by More Joy Media and the psychology and coaching practice of Tom Glazer. I'm joined in the studio this morning by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Patty Halava, and the phenomenal Mary Hayes Greco, talking about forgiveness. Patty, where are we going from here?
We are going to learn about the how. How do we go about forgiveness?
Because it's not hard. You just need to know how.
You keep saying that, but you got to convince
it's true.
Mary.
I'm going to tell you how right now. and I'm going to encourage anyone listening who wants to, instead of like jumping up and like grabbing a piece of paper and writing things down, no, just relax, and go on my website later today, forgivenesstraining.com.
You know me so well, Mary.
I know, just take it easy.
These 8
steps are on my website for free. You can see a little video about them. You can relax. You can practice on your own. You can get my book. That's a really good
way
to learn.
Say that website again, and what's the title of your book?
ForgivenessTraining.com.
ForgivenessTraining.com.
ForgivenessTraining.com has all these things I'm talking about shortly. And the book, Unconditional Forgiveness, A Simple and Proven Method to Forgive Everyone and Everything, is available. It's published by Simon & Schuster, and you can get that through my website or at Amazon. So anyway, here I'm going to just describe it like a conversation. Put your right brain on so you see this in pictures, okay? La, la, la. This is easy. This is not hard.
I'm there.
You're there. Okay. So you just see the arc of healing as my teacher saw it in her 45 years of watching people struggle across the landscape of psychotherapy. This is what it looks like. Okay. So you're upset with someone. I'll just use my next door neighbor as an example.
We all got that neighbor.
We have that neighbor.
Right? Everybody
right.
can relate.
So God, in their infinite wisdom and mercy, gave me a terrible neighbor so I could become really good at forgiveness. So here's my next door neighbor. She's appallingly unfriendly. And she has finally insulted me the worst by allowing my car to get towed from right in front of my house.
What?
Instead of, I know. You feel my pain about that?
I feel your pain.
He looks shocked. I know. This is Minnesota. It's snow emergency time. The tow trucks are coming. You ring your neighbor's doorbell and you say, move your car, the tow trucks, right?
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
This
yes.
is law. This is
yeah.
universal law.
Yes.
Yeah, you help your neighbor with the tow trucks. Well, she didn't. She allowed my car to be towed from right in front of my face. They have these shocked looks on their faces.
If only we were televised,
like,
right?
Yeah, they look so horrified. You'd think I was talking about incest or something. Like, really? No, the snow emergency car tow. So there's an example. My unfriendly neighbor does not. She's out in front shoveling.
Well, not only is she unfriendly, she's inconsiderate.
She doesn't, like, walk 15 feet and ring my doorbell and go, the tow trucks are coming. She doesn't do that, so... In fact, what she does when I run out and I look at her in shock.
Oh, yeah,
and
like
say,
she
oh
was
my
standing
God.
Out there?
She was standing,
she saw
the whole thing.
She's
she
shoveling
saw the,
or whatever.
She saw the police car come up and give me the ticket. She saw the tow truck take the two cars ahead of me. Yeah, this is like, this played out. She had 20 minutes to ring my bell and say, Mary, move your car. But instead, you know, my car is now in the impound lot and it's going to cost me $180 to get it back. It's so unpleasant. Oh, my
yes.
God. So
I've been there. It's no fun.
Instead of... I could feel my hand curling into a fist, and I was going to clock her because she actually said, well, it's not my problem. You know, so I know. You're shocked.
Dear.
You're shocked. So, well, I was going to clock her, but then I would have gotten a bigger ticket. You know, so instead.
There are consequences to clocking.
There are.
I know. So I went in the house, and I forgave her because I really did want to kill her.
Yes.
And this was like a culmination
okay,
of
can
5 years.
Okay, can we just pause there?
Unfriendly.
Because this is like the goddess of forgiveness who also has feelings of anger and rage.
Oh, murder.
Murderous, yes. Murderous fantasies.
I could murder, yes. And those were one of the couple times in my life I really could feel the pleasure of murder in my being. But instead, I went into my house and I went downstairs to my private office and I got my pillow to hit and kick and I got my Kleenex and I yelled and screamed, "You old hag! I hate your guts! I wish you would die!" I got all these bad feelings out in my private office. You know, with an empty chair, and no killing, actually, but really to get that hot rage out of my system.
This is fantastic.
So,
again, if I can just pause for 1 second, because this is another myth of positive psychology, that if we follow positive psychology, we're all in la-la land all the time.
Oh.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
No.
Yeah.
We have passion. We have truth. We have values. We have this is how it's right. This is what's right. This is what's wrong.
We get to have all our feelings.
So in this arc of getting over this, the first step is I decide to get this out of my system and move on. The second step is to get your feelings out. You make a decision.
Step one. A conscious choice.
Make a decision. I will forgive you. I will let this go.
Yeah.
I will move on. This might be something you've been holding for 10 years since your divorce, you know, towards your ex. I will let this go. Okay. Second step is we imagine the person is sitting in an empty chair in front of us. We don't bring the real person there. We put the imaginary person there in our mind.
Uh-huh.
So we could say, you know what? You broke my heart. You broke my heart. You did the worst thing to me. I hate you. I'm so heartbroken. You cry. You yell. You whatever is there.
You have your feelings
expressed,
the emotions.
There's no denial here.
That's no denial.
Another problem in positive psychology, too, where people think we deny any negative. Mm-hmm. All we do is focus on the positive.
And you can get your judgments out. You can say, you know, you are a selfish idiot. You can say that to the empty chair.
We're actually
you are
allowing
stupid.
The negative feelings
right.
to come out.
They're emotional truths.
We're
They're
inviting.
Not ultimate integrated
they're
truths.
They're not facts,
they're
but
emotional
they're emotional
truths.
That's how we feel in the moment.
They're valid. Yeah.
Right. Get it out. Then we move to step three, where we identify what we were expecting of the person, and we release it. So in the case of my neighbor, I was expecting her to be cooperative, friendly, helpful. This is what I would be to my neighbor.
I expected her to
ring the doorbell and help me move my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I would, if somebody was breaking into my house, I would expect her to call the police and let me know. You know, I would do that for her. But I don't. I no longer expect any of these things because she has shown herself to be completely and totally unfriendly. So I release that. So I release these expectations, and then I go to step four where I give the person responsibility for how they act. You know what? This is you. This is what you do. And this is me. This is what I do. And, you know, then I imagine my own integrity is still intact, and they're just, you know, they're just who they are, and they got to deal with themselves. And then I go to step five where I open up to life in a new way, and I open up to get what I need in a new way. So I say, okay, and I'm opening up to life, universe, God, soul, whatever you want to say, to get what I need on into the future. So in other words, you're not counting on this person in front of you to be something or someone that they aren't. And then you imagine that you can bring healing light, healing energy through your system. We have a way of visualizing this. And in my book, you see little diagrams of, you know, how to visualize this whole process.
Yeah.
But you bring spiritual energy through your system, your body, your emotions, your mind, and then you move to the next step and send them a little bit of that higher unconditional love from your spirit, and you tell them, you know, hey, I send you some goodwill, and I release you to be yourself. I release me from you. And then you get to the last step, and you see the good in the person or the situation. So that was like a very, very quick run through. And if you came to one of my weekend workshops, we would spend a lot of time in each step, and you would actually feel remarkably different at the end of the weekend.
I can imagine.
On your own.
Well, even just going through this very quickly, though, as we were saying on the break, I feel a sense of release just just with this little introduction.
You were saying so you feel more space inside.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can feel myself actually like breathing a little bit more deeply, a little more easily.
That's what it's about, Patty. It's about you breathing deeply and easily and having more space inside. It's not about anything else.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's for you.
Well,
it
gives me
you.
Hope for the future.
Yeah.
Right? And that I can be more free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of resentment, and what a gift.
Right, and there's so much goodness in life. You do not want to waste your energy focusing on the people and things that are disappointing you.
Right.
Because if you just look, you know, 2 degrees to the right, you're going to see something wonderful.
Right.
So what are you going to be looking at as you go along through your day?
I do have to ask one thing about the very last step. Seeing something good in the person. What was good in your unfriendly, inconsiderate neighbor?
I'll tell you. Well, let's see. She puts little pots of flowers on her front steps. She has a beautiful manicure all the time. I admire this because my nails are always a mess. I can't, you know, do anything about that. So I'm very superficial that way. You know,
shallow.
Yeah, so shallow. She has a beautiful manicure, but this is not shallow. She cooks chocolate chip cookies, homemade chocolate chip cookies for her grandchildren.
Oh. Mm.
Now that is the goddess in action, right?
Yeah.
I mean, homemade chocolate chip cookies, I don't do that for my grandchildren. So that's good, right?
Yeah.
Those are three good things. And she's a survivor. I mean, I think she's come from a really difficult background, and she's got her strength and her endurance, and so we have to admire that.
There's some compassion in there.
Yeah, yeah. So she just doesn't say hi. I don't say hi. It's peace on earth. We walk by each other and don't say hi. It's okay. I'm breathing deeply. Yeah.
I'm thinking of this last piece. You just noticed the compassion in Mary.
And
often what I see is people trying to force the compassion before they've gone through steps.
There's a lot of forgiveness methods that will have you do that. They will have you try to find compassion and understanding of your enemy. Mm-hmm. They will have you journal your arm off, you know, saying 150 times, I forgive you, I forgive you, I forgive you. But what happens in my method is we go through the emotional pain, let it be what it is and honor it and go beyond it. And what happens at the end is you feel compassion, understanding, sliding into you. It comes to you.
Create space for it.
Yeah, it just comes to you. Like, oh, you know, I just remembered. You know, you get it.
So it's not forced. It came to you because you were
able
to.
I honored my own personality's ways.
Oh, that's key, isn't it?
Yes. I was insulted in a certain way. I have certain feelings. I have certain values and thoughts about what's right. And I need to honor all those. and then move beyond them to the spiritual acceptance. And that just happens. That just happens.
This model is very honoring of the self.
Yeah.
It is. Very honoring.
There's a lot of models out there these days. There's 4 steps of this and 19 steps of that. And,
right.
I like this one because it's holistic. It's got everything you need and not one more thing. And it lets you have your feelings the way they are.
Which I think is so important. I see so many people, and I think, you know, we've all experienced at some point that experience of being told that what you're feeling is wrong. You shouldn't feel that. How
right.
dare you feel that?
Right.
Yet here, what I hear you saying is you get to feel
you
what
to
you feel.
You get to go through the you stupid idiot phase, you know.
You get to feel angry.
Yes, you get to
anger.
It's
honoring that human side of us,
yeah.
which there is a narcissism in all of us probably, right?
And anger is related to our power.
Yeah.
Anger is related to who we are and aren't and our strongest sense of identity.
Values, our beliefs.
It's important. I like to say that anger is a doorway to our power, but it's not a house you can live in.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Wow.
Can you say that one more time?
Anger is the doorway to our power, but it's not a house you should live in.
That is beautiful.
We got to get that up on Facebook somewhere, people. Wow. This is the Living Happiness Radio Hour on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. When we come back, we're going to be looking at forgiveness around the holidays. Challenging for many of us. Be back in just a moment. As a psychologist and coach, I love helping people come into themselves and lead happier, fuller lives of purpose and meaning. For as long as I can remember, people have told me what a good listener I am, and I seem to possess a natural ability to see people's highest potential and help them achieve it. For collaborative coaching and therapy to help you unleash your authentic self, call me, Tom Glazer, 612-240-4289. That's 612-240-4289. Or visit TomGlazerLP.com. Living the life of your dreams may be just a few conversations away.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in, bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Every Saturday at noon, join our retirement conversation with the Neil Larson Financial Hour here on AM 950 KTNF. Neil brings you the retirement news and advice you need to create safe money. Call today for your free personal appointment. 952-303-3232. Neil Larson can show you proven financial strategies to help you create a stable income in retirement. Call today. 952-303-3232. Don't miss the Neil Larson Financial Hour, Saturdays at noon on AM 950 KTNF.
Solar energy can bring huge savings, but the 30% federal tax credit is set to expire on December 31st of 2016. While there's still time, contact Powerfully Green to find out how to make solar work for you. Dan and Rebecca are experts at making solar easy. Using satellite imagery, they can give you an initial assessment and let you know your options. Call Powerfully Green now, 763-438-1976. Online at powerfullygreen.com. Let your roof make you money. Be powered by the sun.
Situated on beautiful Cedar Lake in Minneapolis, Jones Harrison Assisted Living provides spacious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments with home care packages designed to ensure residents receive the care they need. With a wellness center, beauty shop, gift shop, and a variety of meaningful activities and gardens to explore, older adults can thrive in this loving, gracious setting. Jones Harrison offers therapy services on-site as well. Please call 612-920-2030 to get started. Explore all they have to offer at jones-harrison.com.
DWI, domestic assault, drug charges. If you or a loved one have been charged with a crime, you need somebody to fight for you. My name is Jack Rice, and I am a criminal defense attorney. You need somebody who isn't intimidated by the government, the police, the courts. I'm not. Call me for a free consultation at 612-227-1339. That's 612-227-1339. Or email me at jack@jackrice.org. jack@jackrice.org.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Health Connections Radio Show. We're glad you joined this conversation today as we explore the connections to our health and well-being. And as part of Health Connections, we feature the Living Happiness Radio Hour, brought to you by More Joy Media and the psychology and coaching practice of Tom Glaser. I am Tom Glaser, and I'm joined in the studio this morning by my colleague, Dr. Patty Halava, and Mary Hayes Greco. We're talking about forgiveness. And Mary, you have some thoughts about family issues, I think in particular around the holidays, that you wanted to share. Is that right?
Of course. Well, you know, our family members are our classroom learning and loving, unconditional love and
so
forgiveness.
True.
And they're
my
yours for
teachers.
A lifetime, right? You have
right.
it for a lifetime.
Yep.
And some of them are easy and some of them are hard. And some of them, you know, you get married into, and there's in-laws that you have are now spending holidays with and you are pretty different from. And oh my God, I can't believe he said that. Oh, how do I sit at the table with this guy? We all have those people, families. So I think as Thanksgiving and winter holidays approach, we think about a certain tense points in the family tree. Like, oh gosh, okay, how do I be there? So unconditional love and forgiveness are great spiritual practices for this time of year. This is a great time of year to just kind of up your game with living these powerful spiritual principles and say, you know what, last year I recall that by the end of the meal I wanted to throw the turkey thigh across the table at my brother-in-law because he's racist, you know, and he's saying these terrible things, and what do I do? And so if you do what I call preemptive forgiveness, whereas you know who bugs you, and you know why they bug you, and you know that they are going to probably do this thing. Like a friend of mine, she loves her mother. She gets along with her mother. But every time the holidays come along, her mother becomes a control freak. And she runs around going crazy trying to get everything just perfect. And she causes all this tension and you know, meltdowns and spinouts because things aren't going just right. And the rest of the year, this young lady is going, God, you know, my mom and I are just good. We're good. But, oh, I just can't stand her on Thanksgiving. And she becomes someone else. So, you know, that sort of thing happens with people. So if you do preemptive forgiveness, meaning, all right, this person is probably going to act this way. I'm not going to suffer about it. And I'm not going to suffer about it if I release my expectation that they would act a different way. You know, I would prefer that my brother-in-law would have the same social awareness that I have.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't. And I will not hate him for that. I release my expectation that my brother-in-law will have the same kind of social awareness that I do.
Yeah.
I would prefer that he would have the same politics that I do. But he doesn't. And I release my expectation that he would have the same politics that I do. And I release myself from having to change him. I release myself from having to straighten him out or represent the underdog or, you know, get into battle about something.
So I won't
something.
Get as engaged.
I don't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Thanksgiving. We're trying to be grateful about, you know, our fortune. So this is not the time to suddenly take a stand and try and straighten your brother-in-law out.
I don't have to get into an argument about his crude ignorance.
Yeah, exactly. That's between him and God, if you will.
You don't have to take on the responsibility of
his
making
problem.
Him someone else.
It's his problem if he's prejudiced. It's his problem if he's full of hate about something. It's not a problem you have to take on. It's not a problem that you have to go to battle with, unless you're doing it in a spirit of joy and enjoying the, you know, the engagement and letting go at the same time. So you're not like really holding on to him getting it, or him changing.
Skillfully picking your battles is what's coming to mind.
Right,
which
and
is
seeing
different.
The good in people, finding the common ground. So I remember, you know, there was a whole lot of things my dad and I could not talk about. He just couldn't go there with what I wanted to talk about. He didn't have the, you know, the hookups in his brain to do these certain things. But over the years, we found our common ground. We found that we like to go for walks and admire people's shrubbery in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
We found that we liked to watch the kids play, and we found that we liked to watch basketball on TV. And so we found like our three things that we could do, and we did them all out, you know. We did them with gusto, you know. And then the rest of the time, I didn't try to get him to be different.
That does seem to be quite different than saying, so I accept or approve of this. It's just saying I'm not engaging in that.
Right. And that I have very little in common with this person, but let me find something. This is why people talk about the weather. I mean, let me find something. Let's talk about the weather. But let's do it with kind of a goodwill heart.
Yeah.
And let's just, you know, accept people the way they are and release our expectations that they are just like us.
Yeah.
So...
And I love that you actively sought then activities that you could enjoy together and made the most of them. And I heard some celebration in there even, I think, basketball, going for walks.
Yeah, and I think this is what, play. I mean, this is why we have the winter holidays. This is why we have Thanksgiving and all the versions of winter holidays that we have, is where we're trying to practice more unconditional love for people. You know, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. It's, we're trying to put out more unconditional love. And there are some days I don't really like to shop, you know, but I make a little room for some Christmas shopping for, you know, our holiday. And I like that sometimes when I'm out there shopping, I really looks like people are trying to be nicer. Like the clerks in the stores and some of the people standing in line are trying to be nicer and trying to put out some patience and some, you know,
and
an
see
extra
past
smile.
The frustrations.
Yeah, I mean, but then, of course, every now and then you go out shopping and it's that bad moment for everybody. You know, oh my God, this parking lot, I'm going to scream. But I really think it's a good thing that we have this wintertime, you know, glow moment where we're trying to make the hearth for everybody to sit at and to see the good in each other.
Mary, if our listeners would like more information, how can they reach you?
So easy. Get to my websites, maryhaysgreco.com or forgivenesstraining.com. And you can also email me at forgivenesstraining@gmail.com. If you had a question or wanted to connect around private forgiveness work, on my websites you'll find when our next Forgiveness Weekend workshops are. And there's always new opportunities to plug into this way of living. I've been doing this for 20-something years, and I don't show any sign of stopping. I really love it. So
well,
I hope to see some of you.
Such important work. I can't help but think how much the world would be better if all of us practiced more of this. Fewer wars, right?
Right.
I mean, even to that level.
Well, as humans, we're relational beings. We need each other. So I can imagine there's plenty of opportunities and room for forgiveness.
You'll probably find an opportunity later today. Forgive the traffic jam. Release your expectations. You would have gotten somewhere on time. Go there peacefully.
We'll be taking a new twist on the holidays on our next Living Happiness Radio Hour, Saturday, December 19, when author Christy Sweetland appears as our special guest, talking about the art of receiving. Mm. There's a quote. Patty, would you read our quote of the week?
I would love to. This quote today comes from Mahatma Gandhi. The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong.
Yes.
Have a good weekend, everybody.